listening to PodcasterNews.com.
Hey there, race fans. Ben De La Vega here with your Drag World podcast for today, Monday, October 16th, 2006. And race fans, what can I say? If you did not keep up with this weekend's national event coverage of the Torco Fuels NHRA Nationals at Virginia Motorsports Park, then you missed history going down on so many levels, it's not even funny. Today, we're going to start out with the sportsman classes, because I tell you, if your car ran carburetors on gasoline or a supercharger on alcohol, then you were in for a good weekend. Now, the first indication of this was during the first round of competition eliminator qualifying when Robert Book took his A dragster and ran a record of a 6:46 at 210 miles per hour. Now, for those of you who don't know, the A dragster class is for rear engine dragsters that run full-blown, not supercharged, but full pro stock car motors with dual carbs and 500 cubic inches. Now, the record going into the class for this weekend was a 6:55 at 206 miles an hour set by Scott Chamness, who set the national record earlier this season in Illinois. Then in round two of qualifying, Robert Book took it down even further to a 6:39 at 211 miles an hour. And however, unfortunately for Mr. Book, he went out in Sunday's second round of eliminations. Now, top alcohol dragster. There are two types of cars in that class. First, there's the blown alcohol dragsters, for which the class was originally named after. And then there is the unblown nitro-burning A-fuel dragsters. Now, as far as blower cars go, they are slower of the two classes in that one class, but more apt to be consistent in cool temperatures, as was experienced at this weekend's event. So, the consistent mid-60s degree temperature saw Marty Thacker and his Torco Race Fuels blown alcohol dragster shatter the unofficial blower car record when he ended up running a beautiful 5.26 second pass at 269 miles an hour. Now, the record for the class is set by an A-fuel dragster at 5.10 seconds, so that's why I'm saying unofficial blower car record. Now, usually the blower cars run in the 530s at best, so keep that in mind, because in the second round on Sunday, he would hit a speed of 270 miles an hour and would stay in the 520s for the rest of the event, where he ended up dropping a cylinder in the final round right off the starting line, which would allow John Fink to take the win with an A-fuel dragster pass of a 523 at 271. Now, the blown alcohol dragsters weren't the only blower class amazing this weekend's crowd, as a top alcohol funny class was just as amazing with the antics of this year's new top alcohol funny car world champ, Frank Manzo, and his Lucas Oil Chevy Monte Carlo funny car. Now, the record coming into this race was a 5:51 set by Jay Payne back in the year of 2004, and the speed record is 263.05 miles per hour set by Frank Manzo himself just this past August. That was done in Englishtown, New Jersey, doing a Lucas Oil divisional race. Now, in round one of qualifying, Manzo blasted to a 5:46.9 to qualify number one, putting himself almost 0.2 seconds over the second qualifier. Now, the second round of qualifying, Frank would run a 5:51, which is within the 1% to establish a new classy laps time record, but that was only the start of a fabulous weekend for the driver, as Frank would end up keeping his number one qualifying spot over number two qualifier, Bob Tasca III, by almost a tenth of a second. Now, Frank also won in Saturday's first round of eliminations, and however, on Sunday during the second round, Frank would yet again reset his own record by turning in a solid 5:45.4 performance at 264 miles an hour, which would put him in the semifinals, where he met up and beat Mick Snyder with a speed of 263.26 miles per hour, which is faster than his national record, of course. But in the finals, Frank would meet up with number two qualifier Bob Tasca III. So in the final, Tasca left the starting line with a 39/100 reaction time over Manzo's 47/100, but Frank's 5:48 was still too much for Tasca's 5:53. And Tasca has never beat Manzo in the final round, and there have been four between the two. Now, let's see. Other sportsman winners this weekend. Comp eliminator, it was Jerry Russo. Superstock winner, Gene Doherty. Stock eliminator, it was Anthony Fetch. And in Supergas, it was Jason Ayers. And tomorrow, we'll go into the Pro Stock Record Extravaganza. That's it for today's Drag World podcast. Y'all take care. See you tomorrow. Have a great day.